Number two, John Richard. Antoine Brown. Get away. All right, this guy right here, okay? I got to tell a little story about Antoine. You don't want to put you on the spot, right? All right, this guy right here, played for me the first 2 years, did not finish the football season the first 2 years. He kept a lot of people. He single-handedly probably is responsible for a lot of the cardio that the teachers got the first 2 years running around the school and chasing him. Academically, struggled a little bit. This year, a high honor at least 61, Stonington 0, our year. Okay, our saying, go ahead.
Number two.
This is really, so 3 years ago, this was my sophomore class when I came in. And, you know, we've been through a lot together. You know, to me, one of the things that I think of the most, aside from the victories and the points scored and the points allowed and all that kind of stuff, is just the word humble. I mean, when I was thinking this morning, laying in bed, thinking about what I was going to say, to me, one of my favorite parts of Scripture is, you know, those who hold themselves in high honor will be humbled, and those who are humbled will be honored. And to me, I think what we all went through, you know, in our 3 years is to be humbled a little bit, and to, the ability to be able to come together and put the team first, and no, nothing more than that. And we can be extremely talented as individuals, but extremely talented as individuals, the higher you get in football, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to just win football games by walking out of them. You've got to do the work in the offseason. You got to do the work in season. You got to come together. You got to play hard for the guy next to you. You've got to have a good mentality and a good friendship with not just your boys that you've been hanging with for 6, 7, 8 years if you're going through high school and junior high, but also the guys that you're never friends with, the guy that may be blocking for you up front, the guy that may be playing safety behind you, that not one of your boys, but maybe, you know what, now we're all on the same team. Now we all got to have one of each other's back. And these guys did that. And these guys, the result of that was an incredible year, both on paper in the win-loss column, and then also statistically, and then as well, just I feel like they put together one of the best seasons that I think Westerly football probably had in a long time. And most importantly, set the bar from where we need to be. This is 2 years in a row that we finished the year top 10 in the state. It's because of this class, it's because of the next year's junior class, which was, you know, my first full four-year class coming up through. You guys are seniors next year. You guys have been through it. These guys helped raise that bar and set the standard, and now we got to live up to it. So everything that we do in the offseason, you know, you three captains, or the guys that want to be captain, you know, that fourth or fifth spot maybe, or even just the guys that just want to get on the field that didn't get to play a lot because we had a lot of seniors that did, now's your opportunity. You know, we've got to be able to elevate ourselves, and we've got to do the things that these guys did right, and we got to try to do them even better. Because the bar has been set of where we need to play for every Friday night. The bar's been set of where we got to continue to play. We got to get to the point where we win that semifinal game and we make it to that Super Bowl. And it would not be possible without this class right here. And guys, for you guys going out, you'll always be part of our family. I know college stuff is coming up right now. There's absolutely nothing I won't do for you guys. I'll help you out, whether it's writing a letter, or any of these coaches will, talking to colleges. Mrs. Massaro is always there for you academically. You're part of our family. You're always welcome in our team room. You're always welcome on our football field. You graduate, but your legacy never leaves. You left that with us. Okay, so thank you so much. What we're going to do is we're going to call out the names of the players to come out up to get their individual team plaque and then also their letters. Mark Gervasini. Mark. Aaron Perez, would that be here today? Xavier Dubois.
Yeah.
Ryan Garcia. Connor Martin. Tyler Rodriguez. Mike Garapola. Eric Wewell. Judea Bamonte could not be here. Scott Keith. Trent Lamb. Derek Mason. Joe Passaro. Jared Zadinsky. Nick Lozon. Brendan Young. Tim Hicks. Greg Gorman. Jason Zapiri. Rocco Salino, Anthony Durante, our managers, Rhea Wiles, Haley Sheldon, Lisa Wynn. And then we score a bunch more times, and then next thing you know, it's 61-0. And now I'm thinking to myself, okay, how do I control? Because I'm already like hearing the phone calls in my head on Monday morning of, you know, we scored too many points, you know, wow, all that kind of stuff. So I'm already hearing all that, and I'm thinking to myself, we got to control this. You know, we've got to do a good job here of making sure that we keep playing the game hard, we keep tackling people, we keep blocking like we're supposed to block. I'm never going to tell a kid not to score, but we've got to do something to kind of control the game and have some fun a little bit here at the same time. So we're like, hey, you know what? This young man just had a great passing league. He came to every single passing league. He ran around. He caught footballs. We still needed him to play up front, but I know he got a taste of running the rock a little bit and passing the ball. So we're like, hey, we'll put LaBoy in a running back, right? So I'm thinking there's no way that he's going to score. There's no way he's going to make a big play. Probably 2 yards, maybe he'll fall forward or something like that.
14 yards.
So here he is. He's running the rock. Oh, he made a great cut. See, at this point, I'm like, uh-oh. Right? So I thought he was just going to run into this pile over here and maybe gain a yard or two. But then he makes this cut. And now I'm like, uh-oh. Right? And now he's going forward. But I'm still thinking maybe 5 yards at the most. You know, maybe no more than that. And then he gets to this point, and he, and what was that? That was a spin move by a 270-pound lineman right there. And he's still going, and he carries a couple people. So let's just see it in real time. I'll let you enjoy it.
Oh, no.
fun, and you got better. We're to meet as coaches yesterday morning, and we're excited to have, you know, just that we feel like probably an all-state punter coming back next year in you. And, you know, you had a tremendous year as well. Josh Assert, Mr. Reliable as far as the long snapper. We never had to worry about any kind of a snap mistake. You know, when we had to punt the ball from our sophomore, from your sophomore year on up. And all of you guys could have been very well deserving of this. But we had one individual that was electric every time he touched the football. And sometimes he did things that made me cringe as a coach. Sometimes he made, I think probably made everybody cringe in his hands, like, oh, he's not going to do that, and he would do it. And sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. But he always just was a playmaker. Every time he touched a football, people just didn't want to kick to him anymore, because when they kicked to him, he usually just made big plays happen. And we actually, you know, in practice, we had to put a drill in play where we just practiced not hitting anybody, because, you know, every time we had a touchdown call back versus Cheroho, and, you know, he's running away on a kickoff return, and we block somebody we shouldn't block, and nowadays officials, even though it's a clean block, if it's 20 yards behind the flag, they'll throw a flag on it. Mm-hmm. So we have to figure out ways of making sure that we don't put any flags on the ground so this individual can just do what he did. And tremendous player. We're going to miss him a lot. Returning kicks, punting when we needed him to punt, John Butcher. Game, which is really unheard of. Our defense gave up less than 6.8 points per game over the course of a whole season. And a big reason why is because this individual right here, in 2018, he had 32 tackles, he had 16 tackles for a loss, and he led the state with 10 sacks. For his career, he had 87 tackles, 42 tackles for a loss, and 15 sacks. No more needs to be said than that. Our Defensive Player of the Year, Josh Assert.
What's going on? Mikey Ribello. How are we doing today? Live, on location, en route to drop some toys off at the Johnny Cake Center. Even though you're struggling, you still need to give to the people. Thanks for listening. Check you out later.
For a moment. Okay, so one play that was just like, wow, kid really just did a great job, lit it up. And one for the season as well. They just did it throughout the whole season. So this is the first thing for the moment, okay? In a football game, especially in a big rivalry game like this, or definitely in a close game, there could be one or two plays that happen, usually in the beginning of the game, that can sway the game. That we're like, wow, that's the turning point. That happened right there. And if that didn't happen, the game might have gone a different way. So 2 years ago, when we're playing Stonington at our place, the field was actually flipped, but they were on the same exact, almost the same exact yard line going the other way. And they ran the same play. It's called 88 Power. They run it out of the double wing. And they ran the same exact play 2 years ago, and they scored on it. And the kid was untouched, and the kid scored. And next thing you know, the game kind of got out of control a little bit. We ended up losing the game 14-0, because we just couldn't stop that one play where they ran. Well, this year is the same exact play that they ran. Okay, so every time as a defensive coach, every play that gets run, I know it just looks like we're going to play kill the guy with the ball for a lot of people, but when you play defense, you have to have force, you've got to have fill, you've got to have alley fill, and you got to have secondary contain. If you don't have those four components when you're playing defense, it's recipe for a big, big play. All right, you got to have somebody that comes in, sets the edge, makes the back have to stop and redirect a little bit. And then you got to have somebody from the inside out, and you got to have a safety usually coming down, running that alley. So here's this play, okay, and at this point, they have it blocked perfectly, right? At this point in the game, it's third down, they got it blocked perfectly, okay? We need somebody to be able to make a big play, and it's going to be a one-on-one play because they got a hat on a hat right now. So there's the force, there's the fill. Here comes the alley. This young man did not start a game and did not play through a full game all year long. He was always a backup. He was a senior. He got very, very little play time. But you can see him coming up right here. It is one-on-one between him and the running back. And when you watch the next angle, and he makes the play for a 2-yard gain. So what I'm talking about, so here's our force, here's our fill, there's our alley, right there. And when you see this angle, so there it is, there's the hole. They've got it blocked perfectly. Our force didn't really come up as much as we liked them to. All right, they got a hole. If he doesn't make the play, this is a touchdown. If he does not make this play, it's 7-0 Stonington early in that game. All right, and now the game can go another way. But what Anthony Ramirez does is makes a tremendous play. It's part of the banquet. This is brand new this year. We've never done this before. I've never done it, 16 years as a head coach. So that kind of speaks to what I think these men deserve, that what they're about to get. So, we met as coaches, and this not only marks the end of the 2018-19 school year football season, but to me, really, as soon as we finish up and honor these seniors, it starts the 2019-2020 football season. So this is kind of the end for some and the beginning for others. And we felt as though that we had a few individuals that very much have done the right thing, that we trust to lead this football program in the off season. We trust to lead this football program into the beginning of next year. So we're going to name some captains here for next school year. All right, so the first captain that we're going to name right now, so this is going to be, we're going to name a few captains, and these guys are going to lead us in the offseason, summer, all the way through. And what I'll say is this, is that just like we spoke about Josh Assert and having influence on others, this is when your job as a leader begins. Everything you've done up until this point makes you deserving of this. But really, your job as a leader starts as soon as you get this and you move forward. We might name some more captains later on in the off season, or definitely into the regular season next year. But we've selected three to begin. The first one is the linebacker, fullback, Derek Mason. Next one, running back, defensive back, Rocco Salina.
Top of the hill, ain't nobody holding us back.
Bulldog Nation, what's going on? We Too Deep, that's right. Celebrated another great season with an award banquet yesterday at the Cali Club. Everyone showed up over there, the place was packed. We getting into this football hype song that I was sent. Let's get them. Let's get it rocking, man. Don't forget, check out other great episodes at Can We Keep It Real on the Anchor Network. Available on all major platforms. That's what it is. What's going on?